Good morning. The notices for the coming week are as follows. On Wednesday, the prayer meeting will be held at 8 p.m. on Zoom. On Friday, the church cafe will meet at 10 a.m. in the church hall. And the craft group will meet at 10 a.m. in the Jubilee Hall. I forgot what I was going to say then. I was going to ask... We have to send a delegate to the meetings for the Wesleyan Reformed Union. You don't have to attend in person because you can do it on Zoom. But if anyone would like to represent the church next year at the coming meetings, then please see me afterwards. Thank you also to those who volunteered for posts within the church at the AGM. We're still looking desperately for people to help with communion table preparation. So if it's something you think you could do, then that would take a big burden off a couple of people. And also, we'd like some welcomers at the door. I came into church this morning, there was no one to welcome me. Aww. So it'd be nice, even if you're not on the list, like it'd be nice if you're here in time just to welcome people and say good morning. Advance notice that on Tuesday, the 16th of December, we've been invited to sing carols over the road at the Bird in Hand at 7 p.m. So I'd urge as many of you as possible to come over. He does look after us with mince pies and a drink. So it's a very nice evening. So come and join us, because if not, then I'll probably be singing a solo. They're all the notices for this morning, apart from the fact that next Sunday's service is 11 a.m. and it'll be led by Steve Macbeth from Heath End. And I'll be home over to Bianca, who's going to lead the service with the Worship Warriors.
Hello. Oh, there we go. Sorry. Testing. So, good morning. Welcome to this morning's service led by the Worship Warriors team. It's our annual Christmas service this morning, so big welcome to you all. Lovely to see you. We are going to be telling the Nativity story as we do. This year we're going to do it in the style of Advent, hence the title, The Amazing Adventure, of course. And also, there was a slight test on this morning's PowerPoint. I don't know. I mean, one or two people did point it out to me this morning, but we're off to a great start as I put the wrong date on this morning. So just so you know, it's not the 6th today. It is the 7th of December. Okay, we're off to a flying start. So apologies. In true Sunday school fashion, as has been the case for the last couple of years now, there is a bit of audience participation. Okay, I will calm your nerves now, don't worry. It's just spoken, so there will be slides up on the screen throughout the service, which will say something like all or all say, and you need to say the bits that are on that slide. So if it says all at the front, we'll be here to help you and encourage you to join in. Okay, so we will give you a prompt. It'll either be myself or Joyce will prompt you all to join in. But the words will be up on the PowerPoint for you to say. There's no actions, don't worry. We could have had actions if we wanted them, but I decided to make it easy and leave them out. So please do join us in saying those parts as we go through today's service. But I'd like to start with a quick prayer. Dear God, as we count down the days to Christmas, it's easy for us all to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of everything and all the preparations, the shopping, the cooking, the decorating. We can get so distracted that we miss out on the real reason for the season. So as we go through this morning's service, I ask that you may open our eyes as we listen afresh to the Nativity story today, and that you'll open our hearts and our minds and help us to see the true meaning of Christmas shining through all the tinsel and trimmings. Amen. Amen.
Morning. Morning. I hope you're all sitting comfortably, just for now. Then we'll begin. It was the first day of December, Good start. Rose sat up, stretched, then shook her brother Sam to wake him up. Today was very special. Today the children could start to open their advent calendar. It had been sent to them by their Auntie Amy. On the back, she had written a very strange message. This is what it says. Join in, everybody. We'll read what it says. What is Advent all about? Open the doors and you'll find out. The answer lies in a bed of hay. A message will help you on your way.
So, what was Advent all about? Perhaps the calendar would tell them. Rose and Sam looked for door number one. And when they found it, they opened it very carefully.
Someone's hiding behind the door. Who can it be? Can't be sure. Open up a little more. Hold on. The halo slipped at the minute. Whoops! And the star has fallen. Okay. It's an angel. What a surprise. Suddenly, the angel flapped its wings and flew out. And flew out of the calendar into their bedroom, announcing, "Are you ready? All." Oh, it's not all. Oh, I bring you. Someone is specially on their way.
Okay, please join us as we sing our first hymn, Angels from the Realms of Glory, and that's song number 23 in the Songs of Fellowship.
Thank you.
So the angel flew around the bedroom and then flew back to the calendar where it was once again still.
Our first Bible reading today is taken from Luke 1, verse 26 to 38. The birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man called Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month, for no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her.
How amazing. The angel had brought the children a message. Someone special was on their way. But who could it be? The children would have to wait till tomorrow to find out. But on the next day, there was just a picture of a Christmas tree. And then on the days after that, we had some candy and gingerbread man. There was a doll, a candy cane, a robot, but nobody to tell them who was on their way. One morning, the children were looking for door number 8. And when they found it, very carefully, Rose and Sam began to open the door.
"Someone's hiding behind the door. Who can it be? Probably sure. Open up a little more." "It's Mary and Joseph." The children clapped their hands, and Mary and Joseph walked out of the calendar and into the bedroom, saying, "The angel brought us news of joy. We're going to have a baby boy." Mary and Joseph walked around the room and then travelled back into the calendar. And we're still. Once more.
So our next Bible reading comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7, the birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place whilst Quirinus was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. So a baby boy was on his way, but the children were puzzled. Babies don't lie in hay. Animals do that, surely. So they decided to look out for another door with an animal inside it. However, again, they went through several days where there were only blooms and decorations, but no pictures of animals until It was the middle of December. I'll read this before her. In the middle of December, the children were looking for door number 15. When they found it, they opened it very carefully and said, behind the door. It was a shepherd with a sheep. All of a sudden, the sheep began to baa. And then the shepherd took the sheep under his arm and hurried into the bedroom, saying, dazzling angels came to stay. We'll find a baby in a bed of hay. So join us in singing our next hymn while shepherds watched. The shepherds hurried around the room before returning to the calendar, where he was still once more.
And the Bible reading is Luke 2, verses 8 to 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
So the shepherd was hurrying to see Mary's baby. But why was her baby laying in hay? And what was so special about this baby? It was still a mystery to the children. But they couldn't wait to open the next door. But again, when they did, they were just a robin, a snowman, a stocking. Nothing that they could see to do with the Christmas story. It was getting very close to Christmas now, and I think the children were starting to worry. And then they were looking for door number 20. And very carefully began to open it, as the children said. It's a wise man. All of a sudden, the wise man pointed up at the star. And then followed the star out of the picture and into the bedroom, saying, "The star will show us where to bring our presents for the newborn king." The wise man followed the star around the bedroom. And then he returned to the calendar, where he was once again still. Please join us in singing our next hymn, "It Was on a Starry Night."
The Bible reading is from Matthew 2, verses 1 to 12, the Magi visit Messiah. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied. "Well, this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them, until it stopped over a place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
So the baby was very special. He was a king. But what sort of king lies on a bed of hay? The children couldn't wait to find out. There were only three more doors left until Christmas Eve, and the children opened them to find a snowflake, a plate of jelly, and a teddy bear. But still, no sign of this baby. So they woke up early on Christmas Eve, eager to see what the last picture would be. They just knew it would hold all of the answers. And at this point, they were getting very excited and very eager to see what it was. Are you ready to open door number 24? Very carefully, they began to open two big doors to number 24.
Someone's hiding behind the doors. Who can it be? Are you sure? Open up a little more. It's baby Jesus. The children gazed at the beautiful nativity scene. Suddenly, everyone around the manger beckoned to Rose and Sam. Come and meet baby Jesus. Come on, come and meet baby Jesus. So the two children went to look in the manger, slowly and in awe. There lay God's own son, the King of Kings, lying in a bed of hay because there was no room for them to stay at the inn. Please join us in singing our final hymn, "To Go Tell It on the Mountain."
Thank you.
Christmas, Rose and Sam wrote to thank their Auntie Amy for sending them their Advent calendar, and this is what they said.
You asked us what Christmas is all about, so we opened the doors and then we found out. God's own son is on his way, born for us on Christmas Day.
Merry Christmas, everyone. I do hope you've enjoyed this morning's service. With a few hiccups along the way, but we got there. It's fine. We never know how these things are going to go. We always say, myself and Joyce always say, we'll just take it as it comes, or, you know, see what happens. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, we just laugh about it and carry on. So hope you all enjoyed it. Thank you for coming. We would normally, obviously, first Sunday of December would also usually be our annual prize giving service, where we would present books to the children or young people in church. We haven't got any with us this morning, sadly, but we do have some books that we would still like to present. So we may ask the family members who are present to come up and receive on behalf of those children, if that's okay. Yeah? So our first one is for Ingrid. So Helen, could you please come and receive this on behalf of Ingrid? and then we have two for the Porter family. So we all know we've got Rosie, a lovely Rosie, but there is also a new arrival on the way very, very soon, who we're all excited to visit when they eventually. So Stuart, could you please come up if you're able to? I mean, you may not have wanted to, so. So we have, that's for Rosie. And that's for the new arrival when he eventually joins us. Okay. And whilst we are stood up here, I'll go to our last slide. Just a reminder that we are a reminder that we are having our Chris Dingle service as part of our carol service again this year on the 21st of December. However, we are having a Chris Dingle workshop before the service. Is it 5 o'clock? Yep, so please do come along and join us at 5 o'clock before the service in making some Chris Dingles that we will then hand out and use in the service on that Sunday. Okay, thank you for joining us this morning. I'll just finish in a quick prayer. And then there is tea and coffee and the usual biscuits or cakes after the service. Lord, we thank you for this time of year, especially at Advent, as we are counting down the days to Christmas and the day when we celebrate the arrival of your Son, Jesus, on earth. Lord, we know how important his coming was and his birth was and the special gift that he was to all of us and what would later happen on in his life, Lord. And we just thank you for this amazing gift and the opportunity that we get to celebrate his coming every single year at this time. Lord, we just pray and ask that you'll bless each and every one of us as we leave church this morning and just help us to keep our hearts and our minds open to you, Lord, and remembering that through the hustle and bustle of everything that's going on at this time of year, that we can still remember the true meaning and see the light and the glory of Christmas through you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you.